So Paul, back to winning ways, it must feel good, especially the manner of the performance you put in.
Yeah, we'd not quite forgotten the words to the winning song just yet, and you know we were keen to get that back up and running. So yeah, I thought today was the culmination of some harsh lessons learned over the last 3 weeks, and you know, but you know, they had to be learned and they had to be put into practice, and I thought we did today. Our completions were high, certainly in the first half, and our kicking game was good in the first half in particular. So yeah, I thought to score so many points against Sheffield, they came here in confident mood. They did a lot. They put a lot in the press about how confident, maybe overconfident. But you know, that's Mark for you, and that sport, I guess you've got to be confident. So fair play to them. But yeah, we're up and running. Table looks better now, and you know, whilst we're not comfortable, we're in a better place. And I said that all along. There's twists and turns, and you've got to hold your nerve. And I think our players have done that. You know, we never got suppressed in the way we played today. I thought we still put it out there and flung the ball about, and it come up chumps. We're a good team, we knew that. There's no reason to be down, and I've not been disappointed with the performance, just aspects of it which have been lessons learned more than disappointment, I suppose. And you know, we can tell people about things we need to improve, but until we get the experience and the substance behind that through that experience, then it's a pretty difficult thing to enforce. So you know, credit to the lads, they've learned some lessons and put into practice today.
You're speaking of how much you've improved because of those lessons you've learned over the last few weeks. Where else do you think you need to improve going into the last three games of these qualifiers?
Yeah, I just think I think we're all right. I think we're good. I think we need to continue along with today's efforts, to be fair. I think, you know, there'll be a couple of areas where we didn't execute right, but that every team will say that after every week, whether you win, lose or draw. So we're no different. We'll pick the bones out of that one. Hopefully the waiting to give us the good, you know, the refs that give us the good calls as well, because we're getting the rough end of that stick. I believe we were actually treated today again. But generally the most aggressive team gets the most penalties, and I thought we was the most aggressive team. The penalty count was pretty high but pretty even. I think Mark Hassan will be disappointed with some of his as well. I think we're in a good place at the minute.
Man of match performance by Mikhaim, just how good and important was he for you today?
Yeah, he's been good. He's been good since he joined the club. He's been in good form in these middle eights, and today he was head and shoulders above everybody else. And there was a lot of good performances out there. So, you know, Mickey, I think it was a good decision to choose Mick. And yeah, delighted he led from the front.
Thanks very much, Paul. And promotion chances looking a bit better now, are they?
Oh, just every game at its time. We'll prepare well for Halifax. We've had some good tussles with them. It'll be a real difficult test, but one we look forward to. So we'll see you all next week.